Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an honor. It's something that, for me, obviously I didn't do it by myself. There's a lot of guys making plays out there. But, it was big for us to come out and get a win on the road. And, for us to do some things, well offensively. And that resulted in me being able to get the award. So, hopefully we keep improving, keep getting better. But it's definitely a great honor. I mean, we came out. We had good focus going into the game. We had guys just came out and they were making plays. I think that's what it kind of came down to. And we got to keep doing that. We know we're capable of doing it. We just got to be consistent with it and do it every week.
What kind of relief was it to get your first road win?
I mean, it's big. It's tough to get wins on the road, and so. For us to go in there and get a win was big for us. It's good for us to get the first one. We've been close in some of these other ones, but to finally get the win was big, and hopefully we can keep doing that since we've got three of the next four on the road.
It's been a crazy early start. You've had 14 point leads twice and given them up. You've come back from a 16 point deficit. I mean, it's been a heck of a roller coaster, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been able to be put into a lot of situations and been able to overcome a lot of situations. So, for us, we've got to find ways to, keep scoring points, keep these leads. And, so hopefully in the fourth quarter, it's not coming down to some of these last plays. But as long as we're finding ways to win, that's what matters. But like I've said, we just got to keep getting better. I mean, it just kind of depends on some of the looks that we're getting, and I think it just comes down to guys making plays as well. So, we feel like we've got a lot of weapons, and for me, it's just getting the ball to the guys, and you saw what they can do with it once they have the ball in their hand. And so, you don't know how it's going to happen each week. It's some week it's going to be one guy, some weeks it's going to be eight guys, like it was last week. So it just kind of depends on the week. But, the more versatile we can be, the more we can spread the ball around and get guys the ball, I think the better we'll be.
Last week, Patton with the Bills was all kinds of looks, all kinds of personnel groups and everything. A little bit different this week with Detroit, isn't it?
It is. It's, you go and you see the looks and you kind of see, okay, this is what they're doing to certain things. I mean, they're not a big blitz team, but they rely on those front guys. Those front guys are really good, and so we got to be able to handle the pressure that they bring. And it's different than it was last week.
You'd be lining up against a guy who leads the league in penalties and fines for late hits on quarterbacks, and you've had some personal experience. Does he get more of your attention than some other player because of what he does?
He's a good player, and he's an aggressive guy. He's a disruptive guy, and so you got to find ways to slow him down. You got to do things because he's pretty good, and so we know where he's going to be, and so it's a big challenge for us. We got to come out and we got to play well. It just kind of depends on, like I said, the looks that we're getting, the certain plays that are being called, and different things like that. So, we're not shooting for yardage for a certain number of guys, but the more that we get, more people involved, obviously their yards will go up, and so it just kind of depends. I mean, certain weeks it's going to be different, but we feel like we've got lots of guys that can make plays. Yeah, I mean that's how we felt. We felt like kind of feel like I keep saying the same thing. I feel like there's, you know, a bunch of guys that can make plays, and so you don't know who it's going to be each week, but you know, we know that I've got full confidence in the guys that that they're going to win some of these one-on-ones, and we're going to win some of these matchups that we have. I mean, they're good. They're, I think they're the you know, key point on that defense. They put a lot of trust in them, put a lot of faith in them to get to the quarterback with the looks that they give on defense. And so, you know, we're gonna, like I said, we got a good challenge. We got to you know, find ways to slow them down and you know, block them up.
How big of a plus was Kyle Cook on the road, being able to recognize last week, you know, and communicate with all that was going on, loud environment, all that kind of stuff?
And Kyle's done a great job. You know, one of his big strengths is he's a really smart player and communicates well, and you know, gets us into you know, some of those right protection checks and stuff like that. And I'm not having to change very much of the stuff that's going on. So I mean, that's big. He played really well, and you know, he's done that for a while. Yeah, it definitely is. I think, you know, the biggest thing for, you know, quarterback center, there's a lot of communication being involved with protection and different things like that. And so for him to be able to handle all that stuff, know that we're getting the right, you know, right calls and things like that is it's big.
2 games in a row, your defense has had a goal line stand. I know you're busy on the sideline, but does that rub off on the offense a bit to see them do that, kind of have a carryover effect for you guys, rev you up?
Yeah, it's big. You know, for them to come in and you know, stop them on the goal line, it just kind of shows the attitude of our defense and shows you know, what they can do and you know, the type of guys we have. We had, you know, guys making big plays. You know, James on the fourth down in the last game made a huge play, and so. It definitely it gives us some momentum going into that next drive and for the rest of the game.
Spoke about this briefly the other day, but can you talk about that video that's going around with the father and the son? I mean, what's that mean to see a grown man get your jersey and get that emotional?
I mean, it shows the impact that you know, players have. Shows the, you know, kind of platform that, you know, guys in the NFL, guys that play professional sports, what they have, and you know, really wants you to shows you that you can make a positive impact on people. And so for him to see how excited he was to get and come to the game, you know, to get my jersey, I mean, it's special. I mean, just you know, there's a lot of people that dream of getting a chance to play in the NFL, and now to get this opportunity and to have a positive impact on you know, people that you don't know, it's you know, it's just, it's a special feeling.
I said a couple of the guys on the team have reached out to him on Twitter. Are you one of them?
I haven't reached out to him. You know, I've made sure that the team's going to be doing something for them, you know, when they come to the game. And so, you know, I'm sure I'll find a way to talk to them whenever they get here. It is. You want to, I mean, because when you're on the road, you got to take games. I mean, it seems like everything's against you when you're on the road, but you got to find ways to make enough plays to win games. And you know, I've been fortunate that we've done that since I've been here, and, you know, hope to keep doing it.